someone, last Sunday was my birthday, and somebody gave me a joke book for pastors. Yeah, yeah. And they're kind of like dad jokes, but with a little church slant. So I just thought, you know what? Why don't we start off with a couple of church dad jokes? Are you ready? What do they call pastors in Germany? German shepherds. What kind of cell phone did Delilah use? A Samson. So you got to know just a little bit of Bible to really appreciate these jokes. How do we know that Peter was a rich fisherman? His net income. Why didn't Noah ever go fishing? He only had two worms on the boat. What kind of person was Boaz before he got married? He was ruthless. Last one. It's so bad, it's funny. Who do mice pray to? Jesus. For more jokes like this, come back next week. Amen. God bless you. Don't worry, I'm not going to quit my day job. All right, I want you to look at your neighbor and tell him something for me. Give me a break. Give me a break. Now, when's the last time you took a break? I mean, a real break. A nice vacation, a weekend away, a nice dinner out at a favorite restaurant. It might not have been any of those things. Maybe just a day at home, doing whatever you do to relax, reading a book, binge watching your favorite show, working in the yard, taking some time off from the regular routines of life. Maybe you just wake up on a Saturday morning and realize, I don't have anywhere I have to be today. Yeah, when's the last time you had one of those, right? A little break can go a long way toward recharging your batteries, can it? Here's another question. When's the last time you felt like I need a break? I'm not just talking about a nap. I'm not just talking about a free day at home. Not just a nice dinner. But a real break from stress that you're under, or from pressure that you might be facing, or from expectations that have been placed on you by others, or even the self-imposed expectations that sometimes smother us. See, we are living in one of the most stressed out, fast-paced generations in history. Come on, life is crazy. Social media is crazy. The news is crazy. People are crazy. Amen. You know what would be great? I wish they would shut down TikTok, X, Facebook, and YouTube for a year just so we can all get our lives back to normal again, right? People are overwhelmed by responsibilities, by burnout, by fear of the future, by economic pressures. Many people are traumatized by what they see going on in the world. You know, some of us, we see stuff happening and we just take it with a grain of salt. Other people, they get traumatized by things that they see happening around them. A lot of people are spiritually, emotionally, mentally exhausted. And for some of you, it's not just one thing, it's everything put together. Has anybody ever felt that kind of pressure? Maybe you feel that way right now. Well, guess what? You picked a good Sunday to come to church. I want to preach on this subject today. Give me a break. Give me a break. And today I want to remind you that God sees your stress. He sees your fatigue. And he offers you something better than an escape, better than a night out on the town, even better than a three-day weekend. Right? He offers rest. Real rest, deep soul level rest, a real break. Our text today is going to come from Matthew chapter 11. And in just three verses, Jesus gives us some of the most important things that you will ever need to know about stress management. By the way, did you know everything you need is found in the Bible? It really is. But here's some great verses about stress management. Are you ready? Matthew 11:28. Then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. These verses from Matthew, they're filled with so much, but I just want to focus on three things in particular today. If you need a break today, the first way to find it that I want to share for you, it's found in verse 29. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, let him carry the load. He said, take my yoke upon you. Jesus wants to help you carry the load that you're carrying in your life. The first thing some of us need to realize is that you can't deal with stress by just pretending that it's not there. Amen? The Lord never asked you to fake it. He never asked you to ignore it. He doesn't want you to pretend that you don't have feelings about it. He also doesn't expect you to carry the load alone. He invites us to bring it to him. You might be stressed out about finances or health or family or career or your spiritual life. But hear me, the first step to getting a break or taking a break to finding a place of true rest and peace is you got to get honest about where you are in your life. Amen? See, some of us, man, we're carrying a lot of stuff. And you really weren't designed to carry all of those things alone. It's like a backpack. I've got my backpack. My daughter bought me this years ago. I carry my stuff in it. Right now it's empty. But you know, it's like a backpack. We've got all this stuff, and this bag is designed to carry a certain amount of stuff. But I want you to picture this as your life. You know, we got a lot of stuff we try to carry, don't we? I mean, there's just so many things. If you're married, that's a big thing you got to get in this bag, right? Hallelujah. If you've got a rebellious kid, that's something else you got to put in this bag. If you've got kids, 1, 2, 3. It's just having kids, right? I got to get this in my bag. I got to put this in my bag. If you got a really crazy kid, you got to put that in that bag. If you work with crazy people on the job, I don't know where I'm going to put that, but I got to go to work. Right? And now the bag just gets heavier and heavier. I volunteer at church too. I work in the media department. Here's my iPad. Lord, let me find a place to put this thing. Oh, friends. What else do I got? Oh, I got money problems. I got relationship problems. I got a sore throat. I got to write a letter. And we just walk through life carrying all this stuff, right? And if you're like me, you're a one-shoulder carrier. You know, you're just in there. And you think, oh, I don't want to put it on both straps. I'm just going to. And then you walk around like this the rest of your life, right? But you know what we do? We carry all this stuff in life. And then we wonder why we feel like we need a break. And we think, I've got to handle all this stuff by myself. I got to do all this stuff by myself. And the next thing you know, you've got this load on your life. And hear me, it's going to break you. That is not God's plan for your life. Now, I'm not saying any of this stuff is wrong. Please stay married. Please love your kids. Please go to work. Please serve in a ministry, right? Please have friends. But you've got to understand that sometimes I can't carry all of this by myself. I need to let Jesus help me carry the load. And that's not always easy to do. You know why? We get so overloaded is because we're trying to control too many things in our life. We think that everything depends on us. I've got to hold it all together. If it's to be, it's up to me. I got to be the general manager of the universe. But here's what the word of the Lord says, Psalm 55 and 22. Give your burdens to the Lord. And he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Did you notice he didn't say, throw off your burdens, get rid of your... He said, just give them to the Lord. He will take care of you, and he will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Here's some good news that will liberate some of you if you'll receive it. You can let go of some things, and your world is not going to fall apart. Come on, if you'll just learn to give up some control, you're also going to find out that you have a lot less control than you think you do anyway, right? Come on, it's the truth. See, the fact is, the greater that you need to control things, the more stressed out a person you're going to be. And the heavier the load is that you're going to choose to carry. The higher your need to control everything, the greater the level of stress in your life. You might be screaming right now, give me a break. But the Lord is saying, give me your burdens and you can take a break. You can have a break. See, I wish I had learned this lesson years ago when I was a young man. I used to be a bit of a control freak. I used to be a worry wart. But the Lord helped me learn to share the load of life, not only with him, but with other people. Yes. Folks, I've learned you don't have to be Superman. You don't have to be Wonder Woman. Amen? You just need to know and accept your limits and let the Lord help carry the load. Proverbs 20 and verse 24 says, the Lord directs our steps. But now this next part, every control freak hates this verse. Are you ready? So why try and understand everything along the way? All the sanguine people are like, oh, there's my verse. I don't have to worry about anything. Somebody's going to figure. And then all the overthinkers are like, oh, you don't understand. I need to know everything along the way. Let me give you 10 reasons why I need to know everything along the way. See, but folks, if you want to lower the stress level in your life, let go of the control. Don't make all the mistakes by yourself. Let other people make some of them. Don't make all the wins by yourself. Let somebody else spike the ball sometimes in your life. Amen? Come on, you got to give up control. That's why Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Now, for those of you who don't know what he's talking about there, he's not talking about an egg yolk, right? By the way, don't take the yolks out of my eggs. I love all you egg white people, amen, but give me my yolks, amen. I want my yolks. See, but he's talking about taking on, he's using the picture of a cattle yoke. It was a wooden frame that joined two farm animals together. You could put two horses or two cattle or two oxen under it. And here's what it would do. It would cause them to not have to carry all the load alone. Jesus says, take my yoke on you. I'm not trying to add more to your life. I'm trying to take stuff off of your life. I'm not trying to add a burden to you. I'm trying to lighten your burden and help you carry the load. You put a harness on one animal, right? I remember growing up, we had a horse, and my dad had one of those single, I know it sounds like Little House on the Prairie, but it was real. He had one of those single blade plows, and he'd hooked up the harness to the horse, and he would plow our garden with that single blade plow. Years later, we got a tiller. We thought we had died and gone to heaven. Our horse was really happy too, right? But see, the harness required the horse to carry the entire load. But a yoke is something designed to help others carry the load. Take my yoke upon you. See, too many of us, we're just living in the harness when Jesus wants you to live in the yoke. Psalm 55, 22, again, give your burdens to the Lord. He will care for you. Folks, here's the reality. Every one of us are yoked to something or someone. We are. Some of you are yoked to your jobs. Some of you are yoked to your relationships. Some of you are yoked to your pursuit of finances. You've got to serve something or somebody. My suggestion is choose the easiest yoke. Jesus said this, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. That word easy in the Greek means completely, perfectly fitted. In other words, it's custom made. Jesus creates a custom made, easily, perfectly fitted yoke that goes right on your life because he knows exactly what you need. and it knows exactly how to help you carry the load. So when you feel like, give me a break, the first way to get that break, let him carry the load. Here's the second way you can get a break. Learn from Jesus. Yes. Matthew 11, 29. My yoke, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He said, learn from me. Jesus modeled how to live a life of purpose and a life of peace rather than one of always being under pressure and anxiety all the time. And he said, you can learn from me. In the New Living Translation, he said it this way, let me teach you. We can follow his model. Watch how he lived. Do it his way. Folks, if you want balance and help and sanity in your life, you can learn from Jesus. I could do a whole sermon just on this one point, but let me just tell you a couple things about Jesus. He was never in a hurry. People were dying, and Jesus was just like, oh. Never in a hurry. He wasn't driven by his anxiety. Jesus knew who his inner circle was. Can I just stop and say right now, you need to know who your people are, because everybody ain't your people. Amen. Jesus took time to pray. He took time to rest. He took time to retreat. He took time to reset. Jesus took naps. Be like Jesus. Amen. Right? He did all that even though he was literally carrying the weight of the world. Jesus was comfortable offending religious people and loving on non-religious people. See, Jesus had it all different. Jesus had healthy boundaries. He didn't care if you were offended by his boundaries. Jesus said, learn from me. I am gentle and humble. That's what he said. And folks, can I just give you, I want to give you some wisdom here. You didn't develop your stressed out, overloaded, about to pull your hair out lifestyle in a day. And guess what? You're not going to get over it and unwind it in a day either. Amen. Well, I'm going to give my heart to Jesus, and by 4:18, I expect everything to be pretty much figured out. Amen. It doesn't work that way, folks. If it took you years to get all raveled up, it's going to take you a while to get unraveled. Amen. But you can learn from Jesus. And I'm going to add this. You can learn from Jesus' followers too. People that you trust. People that you, there are people, they can show you how to have a godly marriage. Come on, they can show you how to raise good children. Come on, they can show you how to take control of addictions and patterns of behavior in your life. Good, godly Jesus followers can help show you the way. Can the church say amen? Amen. So what can I learn from Jesus? Just one example right out of our text. He said, learn from me if I am gentle and humble. How in the world is that going to help me manage my stress? Gentle, humble. Don't you wish Jesus would have said, learn from me, confidence and endurance. Don't you wish he would have learned from me? Learn from me faith and how to take nails in your hands on the cross. Learn from me boldness. Learn from me how to pray and fast and cast out demons. Nope, he didn't say any of that. He said, learn from me because I am gentle and humble. You know, I thought about that. I wonder, what was he trying to imply by those two things? I think maybe because the greatest sources of stress in our lives are those things that come from a root that is opposite of gentle or humble, right? Aggression, anger, impatience, pride, self-will, all of those things. See, we get frazzled out and we feel like we need a break from life because we don't like to wait. We don't pause. We don't take a breath. We just jump right in. We get overcommitted and stressed out. And then you know what we do? We get mad at other people because we overcommitted. We get stressed out at people and we realize, you know what? It was me. I kind of got myself all spun up and into this mess. See, then there's that whole humble thing. We struggle with that at times. Pride. We want to control everything. Your ego and my ego, they are responsible for a lot more of our stress than we would like to admit. How many of you know a lot of your problems are self-inflicted? The devil had nothing to do with it. Go on and tell the truth, amen. What was Jesus' big secret to his peace? If you read the book of John, 12 times in that book, Jesus said this, I only do what my Father tells me to do. I only say what my Father tells me to say. Read the book of John. I only act when my Father tells me to act. I only respond when my Father tells me to respond. Peace and humility come from living a life that is submitted to the Father. Amen. See, Jesus wasn't worried about pleasing everybody else around him. He was focused on pleasing the Father. Learn from him. Amen. Learn to trust and learn that it will take you time to get there. Why am I no longer the control freak that I was at age 30? It took time. It took years. Can I tell you, it took a lot of years. Why do I not panic now every time when stressful things come into my life? Why don't I come into full-on panic mode? Because I've learned over time how to be gentle, how to be humble, how to be trusting. You want to know how I learned it? From all the times I wasn't gentle, humble, and trusting. And realizing how chaotic my life was. So folks, if you need a break from living a stressed out life, first, let Jesus help carry the load. Number two, learn from him. And number three, realize that peace is found in a person, not a place. Come on. Your peace is not a Mediterranean cruise, although I'm all about that. Amen. Come on, your peace is not a 10-day Alaska trip. I can't wait to do one of those. That's on my list. I've never been there, want to do that. Amen. See, peace is not a destination. It's not a job that gives me 4 weeks of paid vacation and all the benefits. That's not it. Peace is found in a person. Here's what Jesus said, Matthew 11:28. Come to me. He didn't say, come to Ruth's Chris. I ain't gonna lie, that's a peaceful 90 minutes right there. Bring me that ribeye. Bring me that New York strip. Come on now. He didn't say just come away for the weekend. He said, come to me. Peace is found in a person. You don't find peace by escaping to somewhere. You find peace by escaping to someone. Do you really need a break from all the drama of life? Hear me, folks. It's found in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Can all the Jesus people say amen? Here's what you get when you come to Jesus. Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Everybody say person. And the peace of God, person, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Person. That's where your peace is found. It's found in Jesus. Come on, you can be living in the middle of chaos and you can still have peace if Jesus is your source. Amen. That's it. Turn to Jesus. Three simple words. Come to me, he said. You know, and in the Bible, a lot of people came to Jesus for a lot of different reasons. Some came because they had a problem. Some came because they had a question. Some came because they had an illness. Some came because they had somebody that they loved who had died. All throughout the Bible, some came out of just curiosity. Some came, they didn't need any help at all. They just wanted to see what all the hype was about. But you know what I love about Jesus? I think this is really cool. Jesus never criticized anybody for why they came to him. Never. Just come to me. Come to me, amen? He didn't care why they came as long as they came to him. And some of you right now, I want to say this. I added this to my notes this morning. If you're watching online or if you're in the house right now, some of you right now, you feel guilty about coming back to Jesus over and over and over again, sometimes for the very same things. Hear me. That is not Jesus making you feel that way. That's not Jesus making you feel that way. Come to me. Jesus is like the father waiting for the prodigal. Arms open wide. Everybody else has their issues with the prodigal, not the father. Just get over here, boy. Let me put my arms around you. Just get in here. Let me put my robe around you. Let me put my ring on your finger. Let's have a party. Why? Somebody came to the Father. See, folks, when you're faced with life's pressures and you need to get your head above water so you don't drown, when you need a break, come to Jesus for rest. And I think sometimes as believers, we don't think about this as an intentional act because we feel like I've already come to him, right? I've already accepted the Lord. I'm already saved. I already believed him for salvation. I've already been filled with the Spirit. I've already been baptized. I've already come to him. But you need to realize coming to him is something you can do over and over and over and over again. Amen. You need a break? Jesus says, come to me for rest. It's sad that sometimes some of the most stressed out, worn out people in the world are Christians. That's not the will of God. Amen. Jesus said, come to him for rest, to manage your pressure. I want to give you rest. And you know what I love? What kind of rest did he say? Rest for your soul. Not just physical rest, spiritual rest, emotional rest, mental rest. Amen. Most of our stress, it doesn't come from overworked muscles. Most of our stress comes from an overworked mind, overworked emotions, overworked anxiety. We need rest for our souls. Come on, folks, physical rest is not enough, amen? You need a spiritual recharging, emotional recharging, mental recharging. Last week, I went home after church. We had a long day, a beautiful day. Went home. It was the first Sunday of the NFL. I was so excited, man. I got home. I'd had one of the greatest Sundays of my whole life last week. It was just amazing. By the way, thank y'all to everybody who celebrated with us. I love y'all. Thank you. I went home. I made a cup of coffee. I put my feet up. I turned on Red Zone, and I was out. I was planning on watching football. I mean, every so often I wake up, oh, right? That was physical rest. But there's nothing like the rest that comes from, Lord, I don't know what is going to come out of this, but you do. I don't know how this is going to work out, but you do. Lord, I'm not going to get in the harness again. I'm going to get under the yoke because I don't want to carry this load all by myself. You can help me. Folks, don't ignore the warning signs in your life if you need a break. And can I also add, will you allow me to add this? Don't go to the wrong sources for rest and peace either. Amen? Come on. An affair is not the answer. Come on, married people. Drinking your cares away is not the answer. Come on, getting high is not the answer. Is it hard to still say that in church? Come on, somebody needs to hear that. Come to Jesus. Talk to him, pray to him, share with him how you feel. You can come to Jesus through other people, a small group, a brother or sister in the Lord that can help you. You can come to Jesus by an altar call, by praying about your situation, by laying it at the feet of Jesus. You can come to Jesus by tapping into the power of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Amen. If you're running on empty, you need the power of God in your life. Amen? You need relief from anxiety and from guilt and from fear and from bitterness and all these different things. And nothing will give you relief like Jesus. Jesus says when you're stressed out, when you're tired, when you're spent, the first thing to do is to come to him. So ask yourself right now, who or what do I normally run to when I'm stressed? Who do you normally turn to first when you're out of emotional fuel? See, for most of us, even believers, it's not always Jesus is our first response. Most people turn to TV or social media, or maybe they call or text a few friends, amen. We're not really seeking answers. We just kind of want to vent, or we just want to get some sympathy. But turn to Jesus. I want the praise team and musicians to come. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, says he, there it is, person. What'd you take out of my bag, girl? I thought she was trying to steal some of my candy. I was like, that ain't gonna fly. It's still in there, amen. Oh, yeah. Come to Jesus. Let him carry the load. You need a break? Come to me, he said. I want you to stand with me. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He gives power to the weak, strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired. Young men will fall in exhaustion. But look at verse 31. But those who trust in the Lord, woo! Will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That sounds like the kind of break that a lot of us need. Renewed strength, that's rest. That strength that you ran out of, that you get back from God. Come on, the NIV says, those who hope in the Lord. Come on, that's where you find your strength. You don't find strength by doing an emotional dump on social media. You don't find strength by binging M&Ms and candy and bread, amen, right? Come on, you don't find strength that way. I just want to encourage, don't lean into alcohol or pornography. Come on, those are not the answers. Come on, we need to say this in this generation because people are lacking direction in their lives. That's not the answer. It's not the answer. Come to Jesus. Sometimes you just got to be quiet. You got to cut out all the noise in order to sense his presence. My kids got me. They were asking me a few weeks ago, Dad, what do you want for your birthday? Because, you know, at this season of my life, I've pretty much got everything I need, everything I want. So I thought about it for a minute. I said, you know, I would really like some nice noise-canceling headphones. I already had earbuds, and they're good. But, man, when I cut grass, they just don't quite cut it. I like to listen to worship music while I'm cutting grass. Sometimes I'll listen to a podcast. But I was just, you know, I'd really like to have some good headphones. So they all went in together, and they bought me some nice headphones, ones I would have never bought. And, man, I took those things, and I put them on, and I was just like, I don't hear anything. And I cut grass last week for the first time with those. And man, I thought I had died and gone to heaven. I'm not joking. I could not hear my lawnmower. That's how good they were. I'll tell you what brand they were later. And I was just walking around the yard doing my thing. That's one of the ways I get rest and get peace. I just like to disconnect. But you know what? I just thought, that's what we got to do, folks. Sometimes you just need to do this. Cut out the noise. Cut out the noise. Too much. There's times I just tune it out because I can't deal with it. And I'm okay now saying I can't deal with it. And now I know what my boundaries are, and I still feel like a big boy when I say, nope, I'm not, no. Nope, I ain't got time for all that. You just got to cut out the noise. Sometimes you just got to be quiet and get in his presence. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. Let him carry the load. Learn from Jesus. And remember that peace is a person, not a place, not a destination. So today, here's what I want to do. We're going to wrap up. If you're a guest here, we do altar calls in this church. We don't always do it, and you don't have to come. But sometimes we like to give people an opportunity to respond to what they've heard. So if you just feel like, you know, I want to step out from my chair and I want to make a conscious effort to come forward and say, God, I want to give you a place of peace again in my life. I want you to be my source. I need a break. And I've tried it with vacations. I've tried it with this. I've tried it with this. God, I just need to plug into the right source. I need a break, and I need it in you. As the praise team begins to sing, I'm going to invite you to come. You might say, well, man, I'm already a believer. That's all right. You might just need to make a conscious effort to say, I need some rest, Lord. I need spiritual rest. I need emotional rest. I need my mind to shut down a little bit and slow down. And I just need to be in a place where I can say, I trust you. I just need to put on the noise-canceling headphones and just hear your voice. So as they sing, I'm going to invite you to come right where you are. Would you mind to come and let's reconnect? You need a break, you can find it right here in this altar. Amen. Come on. This altar's open. Would you come?
Jesus, I call you Jesus. I call you.
Can we close this service with a shout of praise? Come on, praise this roof. Hallelujah, we praise you. We love you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. The next time you need a break, He's as close as the mention of His name, Jesus. Woo! God bless you.
Hey, thanks for watching. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you never miss one of our videos or live streams in the future. Also, take a moment and share this with a friend. Be sure to join us 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. each week live as we celebrate Jesus together here at Life Church. God bless you.